compañeros. Welcome to the first episode of Edu Equality Edukasyon ng Lahat. I am Shay Calascas, a delegate of Develop with ISEC training for senior high school students by Ateneo de Manila University. There are two more speakers with me today, so let's find out who they are.
Hi guys, I'm Ophelia, a fellow delegate.
Hello everyone, it's Kin, a fellow delegate as well.
Alright, so before anything else, how is everyone? Ako, I'm definitely feeling great about this first episode.
Loving that energy, Ophelia. I'm also very up and ready for today.
Me three, guys. It's the perfect morning for our very first episode.
Well, you know what? You're probably wondering what this series is about. But you know what? Don't fret, because we got you.
Yes, yes. Edu Equality is an initiative of Cabin 1 of Develop with ISEC, who advocates for the accessibility of quality education, aiming to provide equal opportunities for all.
That's right. Today's very first episode is centered on the Philippine education before and during the pandemic.
Wow, that sounds interesting, right?
Well, you know what? Students of 2020, regardless of year level, are in fact first-hand witnesses. You see, pre-pandemic, or what the majority refer to as the old normal, nowadays brought effective learning interaction to its peak. Now, what do I exactly mean by this?
Lecture mode na si Ophelia, guys.
True, parang relate na talaga eh.
Hoy, ano ba yan? Pero alam nyo guys, allow me to take you to a classroom context. Though teachers still prepare for the topic coverage or class discussions, the response of both students and teachers differs greatly, which hinders effective interactive learning.
Yes, true. That's true talaga. During class discussions and the face-to-face setup, there are still actually students who listen attentively, students who fall asleep in class, students who do not listen, and students who choose to do unnecessary things even in discussion.
Eh, ikaw ba, Shay? Which classification ka ba doon?
No comment na lang ako.
Well, back then, yung mga teachers, they used to call out those who weren't paying attention, di ba? Especially yung mga nagdadakdaka, nagkumakain sa likod ng classroom.
Oh my God, may ako dyan.
Usually, mga teachers nagbibigay rin na action plans or extra work kapag nahuli ka nila. And minsan, you know, they would even call out students mid-discussion to ask a couple of questions. And yun nga yung mas nakakaba eh. Lalo na kapag, for example, natutulog ka, tapos natawag bigla yung pangalan mo, sakit no.
Parang tulala ka lang.
Yeah, kaya ayun.
Oo, alam mo, sobrang natamaan ako doon. Kasi, alam nyo ba, ang dami kong pwedeng ma-share just with you guys. Pero, may times kasi na I'm the type of student to look away sa teachers. Kasi, well, hindi ko naman alam yung sagot, especially kapag math. Like, hindi ko talaga kaya. Like, kapag nagtatawag sila, I try to avoid it. Yun nga, natatakot akong matawag. Pero, depende rin siya sa teacher kasi paminsan, ako rin naman yung nakipag-eye contact with my teachers para di ako matawag. So, depende siya. Depende siya sa teacher actually. So, you know what? Looking back at it, case-to-case basis siya eh. Depende talaga sa teacher, as I said. Pero I still try my best to answer the questions. Kasi, syempre naman, we're dapat pretty diligent and active.
Tama.
True.
But all these allowed teachers to adjust their responses. Kita nyo, before, ganon. Pero ngayon kasi, yung approach appropriately, depending on the type of student, honestly, even before naman, not just now. So that contributed much to interactive learning that benefited students mostly, I guess. So ayun.
Oh, I agree naman. Other than the interaction though, education in the Philippines was also constantly made accessible pre-pandemic kasi nga yung projects ng government, yung sa teachers. Even if students did not have enough resources, as long as they can attend classes physically, even the smallest ounce of learning can be attained back then. And with that, na-remember ko lang like right now. Near my school pre-pandemic, kasi I interviewed like quite a number of students, and to be honest, nabigla na lang ako nung sinabihan nila ako how compact they are in the classroom. Kasi since ang daming students per room, most of them don't have finances to provide themselves with proper materials. For example, aking pens, pencils, notebooks, or even paper. Na-realize ko at that time na even if wala silang enough school supplies, they still managed to travel from their homes and actually attend classes for the discussions and class interactions so they can actually learn. Bahala na kung kulang. Basta kung nandyan siya, okay lang.
That's so true. You know, it's safe to say na both the learning experience and the learning environment definitely impacted yung improving yung quality of education sa Philippines, diba? However, of course, you know, with the sudden outbreak ng pandemic, every single developing factor for a developing country was also hindered. And it affected not only education, pero economy as a whole, diba? So, considering the threat of yung pandemic and disease, you know, face-to-face classes became impossible to maintain. And of course, it led to a shift in online and modular learning.
So, alam nyo, the effective interactive learning we tackled a minute ago as the key to an improving education system in the Philippines now becomes a challenge, and that is very evident. Ayun nga, for online learning, most students choose to remain muted, tapos off pa yung cam. So, syempre,
oh my God.
Limited yung interaction. And I guess we can relate to that, and super guilty ako about that. Pero, walang hirap talaga rin makipag-interact, especially at this time. No.
That's so true. Especially yung mga moments sa pag may tatanong yung teacher online tapos walang sasagot. Alam mo yung parang feeling mo, kailangan mo saluhin yung sagot na yun para sa buong class. Kasi nakakahiya yung pag dead air sobra. Walang sumasagot. So, parang napipilita ka sa loob mo na, ay, kailangan ko sagutin to eh. Kaya ayun. So, isipin mo, sa setup namin, kinakaya pa kahit pa paano. Pero, you know, paano naman yung mga hindi nga talaga makapag-online classes? Talagang luging-lugi sila.
Uh-oh.
In modular learning, usually in rural areas, student-teacher interaction, hindi na talaga yung nakikita sa kanila. So.
True, I agree. In terms naman of accessibility, as a developing country like the Philippines, with poverty as its leading problem, almost the majority are not privileged enough to possess the gadgets kasi nga yung financial problems, and to keep up also with the advancing technology. In fact, about 2.6 million kids nga are forced out of school due to massive unemployment sa pandemic. That's a pandemic pa lang.
Grabe. You know, that's a lot. And hindi lang yung numbers eh. It's not the numbers lang. Those are kids. Those are Filipinos. And hearing those figures, just imagining how big that figure is, how many that is, it can really bring us to our senses.
I know, right? But what Shay mentioned only identified the struggle in online learning. Paano naman yung mga schools in rural areas, okay, that practice modular learning, they have to face battling with and coping with weekly modular accomplishments in school, such as especially yung claiming and submitting modules since many are hindered in transportation condition, diba?
That's honestly really true, Renkin. And as we're still currently battling COVID-19, we continue to face the challenges brought by the shift in setup. And the critical issue in this educational shift now lies in the failure to address each student's learning approach given the limitations. As we know naman, we are different people. We are all unique. So, we're bound to have different, ano, diba? We're bound to have different learning styles. Like, kung saan tayo comfortable, yung iba visual, yung iba audio, visual, and, right? Yung iba naman kinetic. So, it's really hard, diba?
Yeah. Kasi sa online or modular, parang na-generalize na lang yung lahat. But yeah, though the current online and modular learning setups are most feasible to ensure continuity sa educational system kasi hindi naman pwede na nga may pandemic, eh, wala na tayong learning system. So, quality education that has now turned into a privilege instead of a right should still be a priority. And to have that as one's priority, I think winning this battle against the COVID-19 disease should be our first step. Kasi yun naman yung nag-hinder talaga sa lahat.
That's true. Now that's a preach, okay. So well, that's a wrap to our Edu Equality first episode. So this has been Kin, Shay, and Ophelia, your speakers of the day.
Hoping to have impacted you with insights you may take with you forever. Indeed, lalaban tayo para sa edukasyon ng lahat, para sa lahat.
Thank you so much for tuning in. This has been episode 1 of Edu Equality, Edukasyon ng Lahat, Para sa Lahat. See you in the next episode.
See you guys.
Bye, guys.
Bye.